Early one morning in August 1954, Sadako Sasaki peeked out her bedroom window at the bright blue sky over Hiroshima. She had waited all summer long for this day. Not a speck of cloud, a good luck sign. Sadako was always on the lookout for good luck signs. Her older brother, Masahiro, was still asleep. "Get up, lazy bones! It's peace day!" Sadako rushed into the kitchen. "Mother, I can hardly wait to go to the carnival!" "Sadako, you're 11 now. It is not a carnival. This is August 6th, a day for remembering those who died when the atom bomb destroyed our city." Sadako's father came in from the back porch. "Your mother is right, Sadako-chan. Peace Day is a memorial day. It's a gift from the gods that you were not hurt by the bomb, and you must show respect. Your own grandmother was killed on that terrible day." "Oh, I do respect grandmother. I pray for her every morning. It's just that I'm so happy today." Just then, there was a knock at the door. It was Sadako's best friend, Chizuko. "Mrs. Sasaki, do you think Sadako could leave a little early with me?" "Well, she is ready." Both girls were already out the door and running down the street. Mr. Sasaki just shook his head. "That girl was born to be a runner. You always said she learned to run before she could walk." At the entrance to Peace Park, crowds of people headed toward the memorial building. Inside, they looked in silence at photographs and paintings of dead and dying people in a ruined city. Exactly 9 years before, on August 6th, 1945, at 8:15 in the morning, a gigantic blinding flash exploded. The atom bomb, the thunderbolt they called it, had turned Hiroshima into a desert. "I remember the thunderbolt. It was like the flash of a million suns, and the heat prickled my eyes like needles." Chizuko was surprised. "How can you possibly remember anything? You were only a baby then." "Well, I do.